I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Golden Ash, Chapter 3, Whitney Houston.
I started with the wife, Andrea Wilson. She was something else.
I appreciate your appalling lack of sensitivity, but I can assure you I didn't kill my husband. I have an alibi. And multiple witnesses that would be willing to testify. If that sounds callous, I'm not sorry. I have to protect myself. I can't be any other way than the way I am. I was at the office with my colleagues until almost midnight. I specialize in copyright law. That's how I met Nate. Some nobody was suing one of his clients for stealing an idea for a novel. It was your basic hero's journey BS with some random details that were coincidentally similar. It happens all the time. We won, of course. Writers gotta know there's no original ideas left out there. Everything's just the same story repackaged. He was well-liked. Though, if someone hated him, they're sure as shit not gonna tell his wife, are they? We got along great. We always did. We saw eye to eye on a lot of things. I loved him. I just had a different way of showing it. Yes, he had an affair. How'd you know? Oh, what? You think that incriminates me? The scorned wife bent on revenge? Please. You think an adulterous husband is motivation enough for murder? We're not living in a soap opera. He said it was over. He was very apologetic. I'd lost interest in sex years ago. Sex with him, anyway. It was his prerogative to go and get it somewhere else if he wanted to. I guess I should have told him that. But having that kind of power over him was a bit thrilling, if I'm being completely honest. He was more upset about it than I was. Yes, I loved him. And in the grand scheme of things, it's just sex. I knew he loved me. He didn't tell me who. He didn't need to. Cordelia. Cordelia Marchand. The writer. She lives in Abbotsford. He was always driving out for late-night meetings. One of his most prolific clients. She's cranked out 36 books. Sorry. Ugh, you know that schlocky romantic drama drivel? Though apparently her next thing is breaking into the YA dystopia genre. Though, without Nate... Sure. The night in question. I got home around midnight. Julianne was still next door, sitting for the Perrys. The lights were off downstairs. That's where Nate had his home office. I drank a glass of wine and noticed his empty whiskey bottle and glass in the sink. When I went upstairs, I saw that our bedroom was dark, but the bathroom light was still on. I called out to him, "Nate, are you still up?" He didn't answer. I called out louder, "Nate, did you fall asleep in the tub?" when he still didn't answer, the dread hit me. I didn't want to push that door open, but I did. And there he was. You know what my first thought was? This is gonna sound really weird. You wanna know? Whitney Houston. My husband drowned, drunk in a bathtub, just like Whitney fucking Houston. Nate loved his whiskey. I can't stand the stuff myself. It tastes like someone poured ethanol on a lump of coal, at least the shit he drank. I guess he just had a long day and felt like finishing the bottle. No. If you knew Nate, you wouldn't even ask if it was suicide. He's just not the type. I'm not being flippant about it. I actually am quite broken up about this, you know? Christ. Fucking cops. Sorry. I know you're just doing whatever you think you're supposed to be doing. What? You think I could have done it? Jesus Christ, what is it with you people? Do you think I'm lying to you? Because I'm a lawyer? Mm-hmm. You got what you need? Great. Thanks. Let me know if you need anything else. Will you be strapping my daughter to a polygraph next? Asshole. Oh, sorry. Did I mumble? Asshole!
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.